Another big story this morning. We have a rare and remarkable look into the mind of Osama bin Laden in his final days. A collection of documents seized during the 2011 raid on his Pakistani compound have now been declassified, and they're revealing more about his final years in hiding. NBC's chief foreign affairs correspondent Andrea Mitchell has more on this. Andrea, good morning to you.
Good morning, Savannah. This is a treasure trove of documents, letters, books, video games, offering new insights into the thinking over nearly 10 years of the world's most wanted man.
From the ruins of his hideout in Pakistan, Osama bin Laden is single-minded. The focus should be on killing and fighting the American people and their representatives, he wrote his lieutenants. An avid reader, his online bookshelf ranged from Bob Woodward's Obama's Wars to former CIA bin Laden desk chief Michael Scheuer's Imperial Hubris. Half his collection were books on conspiracy theories, like Bloodlines of the Illuminati.
This is not some kind of detached strategic leader. This is very much someone who has his hands in the mechanisms. His lieutenants are back and forth with him.
Bin Laden's letters, even a notebook in his own handwriting, reveal a network run like a business, with an online job application asking aspiring terrorists, any hobbies or pastimes? Do you know any workers or experts in chemistry, communications, or any other field? Do you wish to execute a suicide operation? And finally, who should we contact in case you become a martyr? But bin Laden is also revealed as feeling increasingly isolated in Abbottabad. Months before the SEAL Team 6 dramatic attack, he wrote his favorite wife, "I think that I have to leave them," referring to the brothers who were guarding him. He didn't leave in time. Bin Laden, the family man, wrote passionate letters to a wife living in Iran while warning her to remove fillings from her teeth before she visited him in case the Iranians inserted a tracking device. Most likely for the children, there were even video games at the compound, including Delta Force Extreme 2, also found by the real U.S. Special Forces the night they attacked.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that we found on that raid. This was proof that Osama bin Laden was still running al-Qaeda there.
Bin Laden repeatedly warned his followers not to attack other Muslims or to grab territory, but to keep targeting American embassies and oil companies, while ISIS, which did not even exist while bin Laden was alive, is doing exactly what he warned against.